That's why I want you to see Jesus. If you'll see him, then you live for him. I'll be, you know, that will bless me. Because that's the aim of any teacher, anybody that's got a class of people or somebody, oh, they want them to learn how to live life on their own. Amen. Learn how to make it for yourself. Know how to pray and get, know how to believe God. And not just go through life and be a hoodwinker and a manipulator and a cheater and all that kind of stuff. Always sneaking around trying to get somebody to feel sorry for you. Nope. Okay. So let me move on. I didn't mean to go that way, but I'm open to the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, verse 5. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men how? Liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him do what? Ask in faith. See, there's two kinds of faith. There's a spiritual faith and there's a natural human faith. And the natural human faith operates in the soul, in the sight, in the feeling, the reasoning realm. Thomas did it. I ain't gonna believe until I can put my finger in his side and I can look in his hand and look and see him and put my hand inside. That's the only way I believe. That's natural human faith. Amen. But a spiritual faith believe what they don't see. Spiritual faith, I believe it, therefore I shall see it. Natural human faith says, I ain't gonna believe until I see it. And if you live by your natural human faith, and believe, only gonna believe what you see. I ain't gonna step out. Ain't no way I'm gonna give no $1,000. You can forget that. Well, see, you'll never walk in this. You just be one hanging around the crowd to get warmed by somebody else's fire. And time a little something go down, you ready for somebody to hand you something. I'm preaching good. But when you learn how to live by faith, you be a blessing to people. You be in a position, so that's all you want, Pastor? You sure that's enough? See, we hadn't got people to that point. Because the devil got some stuff in your mind you have to get rid of. All they want is money. But you know, Walmart, Sam, and Lowe's, and all those places, they don't want no money. They don't want none. They just say, come in and get what you want. Car dealers and all the other places, they don't want no money. But all that preacher wants is your money. And they put on these sales. We got a sale on. Wonder why they put it on. They want your money. And they ain't promise you nothing in return. Sell you some old cheap something like I did way back. And I don't need to run these rabbit trails tonight. I got too much. They first put up the Nash Dollar Store. And you buy a pair of pants for $1. I thought I had something. I bought them those pants. Listen, y'all, got them, put them on. They were ripped before I put them on. You just don't get something cheap for nothing. You know, if it's cheap, you better get ready to get something real quick. Because it's not going to, it may be together, but it's not going to hold. Amen. And so he said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. For he that what? Wavers like the wave of the sea driven of the wind and tossed. For let not that man think. Let not that man even think. Don't you even think you're going to receive anything from the Lord. If you are full of doubt and unbelief, don't go around telling somebody, I'm believing God. No, you're not going to get anything from God. You got to make up your mind that I'm going to believe God. And you have to work on that and build that in you. Put that word in you. Put it into practice. Get in your mouth. Get in your heart. Confess it daily. Read it. Look at it. Amen. Think about it. Meditate upon it. And say, that's who I am. But long as you just read it casually and think you're going to get something, and then go out and manipulate somebody and get something, come back and lie like God bless you. We all know it. And God sure know it. Because see, you can pull some deals and get some stuff, but real faith will get you through the tough time. Am I talking good? Real faith, when you're in a true test, when the devil is messing with you, that money can't buy this, that's when you know what you get, where you got faith or not. See, a lot of stuff money can buy, but it can't buy you free of pain. You might buy a lot of medicine, dope you up, but when it wear off, the pain is still there. Am I talking? And I ain't saying go throw your medicine away either. I didn't say that. And so he said, let not that man think that he shall receive what? Anything of the Lord. Brother Hagin said it, and I agree with him 100%. I'd rather have a church full of dope pillows than to have a church full of unbelief pillows. I'd rather have dope pillows than have unbelief pillows. Pelling unbelief. If I get that dope pillow saved, I can teach him faith. But you always pelling unbelief, I can't do nothing with you. Because the word ain't working. You might as well say it's just not working. That's all you go. You know, you can shout all over the building, then you go out of this building and start talking something different. Just like May gave her testimony on this prayer line this morning. I know y'all heard. And that's what people do. You pray for them, they admit like they got something. I had to go. Come on, you're not going anywhere, that kind of crowd. I need some men and women that's going to take this word and run with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That's what those three Hebrew boys did when they was facing the fiery furnace. The king had stated, said, whoever do not bow is going in this fire. And he's supposed to be in there. Who is that God? He found out, didn't he? Didn't he find out? And he changed every rule. God didn't change, but who changed? King Nebuchadnezzar. He the one changed. So it's time for us to make some folk change some rules around Houston, Mississippi, and Tupelo, and around the area, West Point, and Oxford, and the area we live, Mantee, and all around. They got some rules set up, but we can make them change it. Amen. If we'll believe God. That's the kind of people. We're working on something, and I want to commend you where you are, but if you've got some doubt and unbelief, I'm shooting you. You say, what, you shooting them? Yeah, with the word. And I aim to hit you and knock you completely out. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I know if that word take you out, you are through, you are over with. Hallelujah.